Your face always request for dua. Please fulfill the wish of every helpless, Ya Allah. Please fulfill the wish of every helpless, Ya Allah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya wal Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
حضرت سیدنا امام فخر الدین رازی رحمت اللہ تعالی علیہ has stated in Tafsir Kabir that on the day of judgment, when virtues of a Muslim will become lighter on the scale, the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would take out a piece of paper and place it on the side of virtues which would cause it to become heavier. He will humbly ask, may my parents be sacrificed for you. How handsome you are and how graceful is your behavior. Please tell me who you are. The blessed and beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would reply, I am your Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and this is your salawat durood which you had recited upon me. Sallu ala al-habib
sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad
wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallim. Hadith Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, in today's silsila, today's program, we are trying to bring to you live, and we want you to participate in this program as well. If there's anything you wish to ask, apart from any shari masail, shari rulings, because we do not have a scholar with us in this program, so we will not be able to answer any fiqh or shari masails. But today, inshallah azza wa jal, we are here. If you have any questions regarding your health, if you have any problems, you know, spiritual diseases, spiritual problems, or if you wish to do istikhara, I know alhamdulillah azza wa jal, in the UK we have an istikhara line as well. May Allah Azza wa Jal reward us, and may Allah Azza wa Jal forgive our sins. We have already a few questions that have come in from the viewers of Madani channel. I want to start off straight away. The first question an Islamic brother has asked us, that he gets a lot of toothache. You know, what could be the remedy, the cure for him, please?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. To attain relief from toothache, recite this ayat, Salamun qawlam min Rabbir Rahim. This is from Surah Yasin. Recite this ayat 3 times and perform dam on your finger. Now rub this finger on your teeth. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, you will be relieved from pain.
MashaAllah. So alhamdulillah, that was the remedy for toothache. And a lot of times people do get toothache. So even though wherever it is in the mouth, if you have, for example, if it's not only one tooth, there's a few, you do that individually on every
tooth. No, you can rub it on all the teeth.
Okay, mashallah. So you recite this verse, Salamun qawlam min Rabbir Rahim, and you blow on the finger and then you massage it over your teeth. SubhanAllah. Another Islam brother has text in, and he says that Allah Ta'ala forbid, he has cancer. May Allah Ta'ala give him cure, but is there a spiritual cure for his disease as well?
May Allah Ta'ala give him shifa kamila.
Ameen.
To get rid of cancer, recite Surah Maryam with Durudi Ibrahimi. This is the Durud we read in Salah. With reciting Durudi Ibrahimi 11 times before and after. Now perform dam on water and drink that water for a whole day, adding extra water due to need. Repeat this whole process for 40 days. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, one will be relieved from cancer.
MashaAllah. Sure. Just one question that, you know, you mentioned reciting the verse of the Quran. Yeah. What if someone cannot recite the Quran with tajweed? What does he do then?
What he should do is he should first of all try to learn how to recite the Quran. Okay. But if you cannot, if you find it difficult, you can also get someone else to recite this for you.
Okay, mashallah. So, alhamdulillah, azza wa jal. You know, because what is, my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, as you know, many times, even Amir Ahle Sunnat, Muballighin of Dawat Islami, have stressed upon this very, very, that, you know, we need to be reading the Quran with the proper tajweed. So it's very important that we learn the Quran with tajweed. And for that, alhamdulillah, azza wa jal, we have Madrasatul Madina Balighan. And there will be a Madrasatul Madina Balighan class, yani adults class, near or in the city where you are living. So please, you know, do yourself a favor as well. You know, we can also help ourselves as well. Because these wazaif that are given from the Quran, as you know, that we can only read these wazaif if we can read the Quran properly. So alhamdulillah, Madrasatul Madina Balighan could be a start for us that we can start learning the Quran, and inshallah azza wa jal, all these wazaifs, they will be beneficial for us. But at this moment of time, like the Islamic brother said, that if there is a problem that you know that you cannot recite the Quran with tajweed, then ask someone, a mahram. If it's an Islamic sister, then he has to be a mahram, that they recite the words and then massage on the teeth as well. May Allah Azza wa Jal give shifa to all of us. Another Islam brother has texted in that he thinks that he has problems with jinnat, black magic. You know, is there a spiritual cure that we can give them?
The one affected by jinnat should recite Ya Allah, Ya Hayyu, Ya Qayyum. Ya Allah, Ya Hayyu, Ya Qayyum. In abundance, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, he will be relieved.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. So, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, a beautiful wazifa. But I just want to mention one thing. It's not always, sometimes, you know, we assume that someone has done black magic on us. That's not always the case, is it?
No, that's not always the case.
It's not always the case that someone has done black magic on you. Just want to mention one beautiful incident here. Mufti Azam Hind, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, the son of Ala Hazrat, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, someone came up to him once and they asked him that, Ya Sayyidi, I think my house is possessed. You know, I can hear things, I can feel that my house is possessed. It's unclean. So Mufti Azam Hind Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, what a beautiful wazifa he gave him. He didn't give him a long wazifa to read. He's just asking one simple question. And he goes, do you know how to do ghusl properly? And look at the question. And the answer is, do you know how to do ghusl properly? And the person, he says that, no, I don't. So Mufti Azam Hind Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, he taught him how to do ghusl properly. And then a few days later, that man, he came back to Sayyidi Mufti Azam Hind Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, and he says that, Ya Sayyidi, I acted upon the wazifa you told me. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, I can feel that my house is pure and clean now. And Mufti Azam Hind Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, he says, my son, the problem was that you used to be unclean yourself. Because of that, your house became unclean as well. Now when you started to clean yourself, Allah Ta'ala has cleansed your house as well. So my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, alhamdulillah, so try to read the Quran at home. Try to offer your nafal, your optional salah at home, even with the whole family. And this is another way, alhamdulillah, of getting rid of any bay barakati, any if there's anything like, you know, black magic in the house, inshallah, azawajal, that will also help as well. We have an Islamic brother, and he says about evil eye. You know, can you explain to us what evil eye is? And also give the wazifa to this Islamic brother. He says that he has nazar.
Evil eye is very common. This is something that happens in many families. It doesn't happen intentionally. It happens unintentionally as well. It's sometimes when we see something and we like that thing. And, you know, it's usually when we don't say MashaAllah.
Okay.
So we should always make the habit to say MashaAllah when we say, you know, see something good.
Amir Ahle Sunnat once, I think he also mentioned that even parents can give an evil eye to their children. For example, if you have a beautiful child and, you know, you say, oh, my child is beautiful, here you should say MashaAllah, and you will protect him as well. MashaAllah.
Anyways, continuing with the wazifa, to get rid of nazar, evil eye, recite Surah Kawthar once and perform them on the right cheek of the afflicted. Now recite it the second time and perform them on the left cheek of the afflicted. Recite it the third time and perform them on the forehead of the afflicted. InshaAllah Azza wa Jal, one will be cured from evil eye.
SubhanAllah. SubhanAllah. We have a brother, mashallah, Rafiq Ahmed Bhai from Manchester. And he is texting and he wants to ask that, can I please ask the Wazifa for anxiety and depression? Now that is, as you know, another problem that we have in the UK especially. Nearly every second person, you know, is diagnosed with depression. Mm-hmm. You know, can we have a Wazifa for that, please?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. If a grieved person recites 29 times, Ya Muhaiminu, Ya Muhaiminu, Ya Muhaiminu, he will be relieved from this grief, inshallah.
Subhanallah. So this wazifa, to protect yourself from this Ya Muhaiminu. And, you know, depression, my dear Islam brothers, you know, one of the things that the doctors, they mention is that depression could be, you know, when someone starts to think about a lot of the things. And alhamdulillah, one of the cures that we have is reading the Quran. You know, Allah Ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran that the Quran has many cures. And inshallah, Azza wa Jal, if we can make a habit to recite the Quran daily, and alhamdulillah, Amir al-Sunnah has given us Madani Inamat, the 72 questions for Islamic brothers, 63 for Islamic sisters, and 40 for students as well. And one of the questions that Amir al-Sunnah writes in that is, do you read the Holy Quran at least 3 verses with the translation and the commentary of that? So please, alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, by acting upon Madani Inamat, if you don't know what Madani Inamat is, ask the Zimmedar Islamic brothers, inshallah, so they will give you a booklet, and it's also available from Maktabatul Madina bookstores throughout. Mashallah, there's a few bookstores in the UK as well. So try to go there and ask for Madani Inamat and act upon that and recite the Quran, inshallah, so there'll be many cures from the Quran as well. We have an Islamic brother, and he had signs of epilepsy. A cure for that, please, as well, inshallah.
To get rid of epilepsy, reciting Surah Ash-Shams and performing them on the affected is very beneficial.
Wazifa for, he wants to get married and he wants a wazifa for shadi, for marriage.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. If a brother, before he goes to bed, when he sits on his bed, if he recites Surah Ikhlas, with Durood Sharif before and after, Qul Huwa Allahu Ahad 41 times, and he does this for the duration of 90 days. During his course of reading, if for example his engagement does take place, if he continues with his wazifa and completes the 90 days, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, we'll find a marriage.
MashaAllah, Jazakallah khairah. One text has come that, please tell me a wazifa that me and my husband, you know, there's a lot of arguments at home. Is there a wazifa that either Islamic sister can read or the Islamic brother can read?
Firstly, if they recite 1001 time Ya Wadudu and perform them upon salt, mix that salt into the salt of the household, which is used for cooking and other matters, inshallah, that will make love in the family for whoever.
Does it have to be any specific salt, or it could be any salt?
Any salt.
Okay, mashallah. So, alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal. You know, another Madani pearl that, alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, from Madani Muzakara of Amir al-Sunnah, and that is a DVD as well, Ghar Aman Ka Gehwara Kaise Bane. And in that DVD, Amir al-Sunnah, alhamdulillah, mentions some of the Madani pearls as well. And to be honest, my dear Islam brothers, you know, we have to really think to ourselves. You know, we have to make our marriage successful. And one of the ways to have a successful marriage is that we need to understand one another. If there's no understanding, if the husband doesn't understand his wife's feelings, if he doesn't understand his wife's problems, then obviously, you know, you're going to have problems at home. Vice versa as well. Now we need to think to ourselves that, look, we need to be, you know, making our marriage work. And one of the ways is that we need to try hard. So if there's any problems, any issues that we have at home, we need to try to sit down and try to resolve them. And one of the ways to resolve them is not that we become angry. You know, your wife has said something and you start becoming angry, you start, you know, shouting at her, or vice versa as well. You know, the most effect that we'll have is on the kids. Your children will be sat there, you know, and they'll be watching you. They'll be listening to you, the parents quarreling and fighting one another. So please, if there's any issues like this at home, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, you have Madani Muzakara of Amir al-Sunnah every Saturday. Watch that Madani Muzakara live on Madani channel, and you will see the pearls that Amir al-Sunnah gives us. And Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, there's been many, many Islamic brothers that have come forward and have said that by listening to the Madani Muzakara, the beautiful Madani pearls that Amir al-Sunnah gives us, Alhamdulillah, our house has been it was a world war zone, but now Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, there is love and peace in our home. And for that, my dear Islam brothers, we need to understand that because we are the leaders, الرِّجَالُ قَوَّامُونَ عَلَى النِّسَاءِ, the husband, the man has been made the leader over the women. So for this, we need to understand that I am the leader of the house. I need to make myself, and one of the things that we need to understand is we need to try to calm down a bit. Inna Allaha ma'as sabirin. Allah is with those who are patient. MashaAllah, we have a call, and inshaAllah, we'll go straight to the calls and see what the Islamic brothers are asking.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
My name is Ramzi Aslam. I am a student at Madrasatul Medina Sheffield. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, I am doing his. Can you please tell me a wazayf to help improve my memory? Jazakallah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. MashaAllah Azza wa Jal. We have another call. MashaAllah, we'll take the call first.
Assalamu
alaikum
wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Main Muhammad Irfan ka bol raha hu. Mere karobar ke liye koi wazifa aur mere imaan ke liye koi dua batai jaye. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi
wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Another call please.
Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam.
My name is Usman and I'm calling from Bradford. I would like to ask if there is any wazifa to stay protected from jinnah, bad jinnah, or if somebody has a problem, a jinnah problem, what should they do? Jazakallah. Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. I think we got one more call. We'll take that before we go into.
Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
My name is Muhammad Ali Watali from Jeeves. My question is, what is the wazifa to save our imam? Jazakallah
khair. Subhanallah, mashallah. Beautiful wazifa, Aurangzeb, mashallah. The first caller we had, I think it was a student of Madrasatul Madina, is doing hifaz. May Allah Azza wa Jal give you all the success. A wazifa for the Madani Munna, please.
If one's child has a weak intellect, or one himself has a weak intellect, should recite Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim 786 times and perform them on water and make the child or himself drink that water every single day, in the morning before eating and at night before going to sleep. InshaAllah Azza wa Jal, the child or the person himself, his mind will enlighten.
SubhanAllah, SubhanAllah. MashaAllah Azza wa Jal, Allah gives success to the Madani Munna. MashaAllah Azza wa Jal, may Allah Ta'ala give you the power and the himmat to complete your hifaz. But remember, to do hifaz is one step. Now the hard step or the hard thing is to memorize it and to keep it in your memory after you finish hifaz. And for that, you know, I just want to give some Madani pearls that were given by Amir al-Sunnah in one of his Madani Muzakara. Especially if you are a Hafiz, if you are watching this silsila now, please remember that once you become a Hafiz, it doesn't mean that I've got my degree, I've got my qualification and that's it now. If you are a Hafiz, then it is very, very important that we do our manzil every single day. And Amir al-Sunnah, he says, for about 30 minutes, try to recite the Quran every single day. Because if you think to yourself and you are, and you know that I've done my hifaz and that's it, you know, I can do whatever I want, I can chill out, just like the young boys do nowadays. Remember, Allah Ta'ala Azza wa Jal has given you a very high rank. The viewers of Madani Channel who are watching this program, to please think about this side as well. You know, we need to have at least one Hafiz, at least one Alim Deen in our family. And it's not hard, it's possible. You know, Jeevan.
Yeah, I'd like to add, because a lot of people seem to complain regarding
memory.
You know, memory. It's a very small amr, but very powerful. Somebody, an Islamic brother, Islamic sister, who's punctual with a prayer before they sleep at night, if they take 3 almonds and recite upon them, Ya Dhal Jalali Wal Ikram, Ya Dhal Jalali Wal Ikram, Ya Dhal Jalali Wal Ikram, 3 times. Once they've recited, they do them upon the almonds, eat one at that moment, eat one in the morning before you've eaten anything, and the third one at midday. And the duration for this is 21 days.
Inshallah,
Azza wa Jal, their memory will be improved.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. So another beautiful wazifa, almonds, read Ya Dhal Jalali 3 times, blow on them. Do you have to blow on each one of the almonds?
It's together.
Or they could be all together. Okay, mashallah.
Ya Dhal Jalali wal Ikram.
Ya Dhal Jalali wal Ikram. So blow on the almonds and eat one again, same time, straight after, eat one of them, leave one for the morning and then one for the midday. Inshallah. And as I was giving some of the Madani pearls from Amir al-Sunnah, you know, especially for those Islamic brothers who are watching, you know, if Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with children, you know, we have 2-3 sons, mashallah, why not make them one Hafiz al-Quran? Why not make one an Alim al-Din? And Dawat-e-Islami, alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, is providing you this opportunity. And it's all free of charge. There is no cost to it. Madrasatul Madina, alhamdulillah, in the UK, there are roughly about 35 Madrasatul Madina that are running. Yeah, please get in contact with the Madrasatul Madina Majlis. Enroll your son for Hifaz. If there, for example, if there's no Hifaz class in your madrasa, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, talk to the Majlis, talk to the Nazim Sahab, and he will arrange these classes very soon. I know there are a lot of demand as well in some areas, but inshallah, Azza wa Jal, by your support, we will start this Hifaz class very soon as well. And then Jamiatul Madina, alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, Dawat Islami is running 2 Jamiatul Madina in the UK, Birmingham and Bradford. If you have a son, mashallah, Azza wa Jal, who is 16 and above, you know, why not bring him to the Jamia and, you know, make him an Alim al-Din? Just imagine, you'll be known as the son of, mashallah, a Madani, an Alim al-Din. That is a very, very big blessing, my dear Islam brothers. May Allah Ta'ala give us this ability to think about these things as well. Because end of the day, you know, we have our children, you know, at this moment of time, sadly, we're just thinking too much about the dunya. We're thinking too much about the world. You know, no one is stopping us to be educated in the dunya, but let's look at the deen as well. A Hafiz al Quran, Alim al Deen in our family. Such blessings, mashallah. May Allah Ta'ala give us the ability. We had another Islamic brother who rang in and he wants a wazifa for his business. And I think many businessmen will be watching this and they'll be eager to have this wazifa as well.
Yeah, if a person recites Ya Maliku, Ya Maliku, Ya Maliku 90 times every day, this will get rid of poverty, inshallah.
Azza wa Jal. Is there a specific time that they need to recite?
There's no particular time.
Mashallah. So any Islamic brothers who are out there and, you know, you have a business and you think that your business is slowing or you're having problems in your business, then recite Ya Maliku. How many times was it again?
90 times.
Recite Ya Maliku any time of the day, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, Allah Ta'ala will give barakat in your business. But then, my dear Islam brothers, some more Madani pearls from Amir al-Sunnah. See, business is not only the thing that we are here in this world. You know, we need to be thinking about our iman as well. If our business does go down, you know, okay, sometimes you feel that, sometimes you think you are struggling. But remember, Allah Azza wa Jal is Wallahu Khayru Raziqeen. He is the one who provides us with sustenance. Never ever go out of hand. And sometimes, you know, we have a lot of people sometimes, they say, oh well, I can't do business if I don't lie. I have to, ma'azallah, fraud someone. I have to use these techniques to run my business. No, my dear Islam brothers. We don't want any haram going in our stomach. We don't want any haram to be feeding our children and our family. Allah Ta'ala is the one who will give sustenance He is the one who will give blessings and barakat, inshallah azza wa jal. There might be a, and this could be a test, we never know. This could be a test from Allah azza wa jal. Always stay steadfast. One day, inshallah azza wa jal, as they say, there will be light after the tunnel. If this test, we can pass this test, inshallah azza wa jal, there will be barakat for us as well. And another Islam brother, mashallah, he asked for a wazifa for the protection of our iman. And I think this wazifa is not only for that Islamic brother, it's for people like us, for everyone, for all the Muslims. So my dear Islam brothers, listen to this wazifa for the protection of your iman and recite this wazifa.
A person once came into the court of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, seeking dua to pass away with his faith intact. Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi made dua for him and advised him, recite, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, La Ilaha Illa Anta. Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, La Ilaha Illa Anta. 41 times in the morning, every day, with Salat ala Nabi before and after it. Having recited all of your invocations, recite Surah Kafirun before going to sleep every day. Do not converse thereafter. However, if one do speak or he converses with anybody, he should recite Surah Kafirun once again in the end. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, he will pass away with his iman intact.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, try to read this wazifa. And you know, this is a very important wazifa. Remember, the best thing or one of the most important things that Allah Ta'ala has blessed us is our iman. There is no price tag on our iman. It is such a unique thing that Allah Ta'ala has given us. And we need to now protect our iman. Ala Hazrat Imam al-Sunnah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that someone who doesn't fear losing his iman at the time of his death, then that person could lose his iman. We need to always fear. You know, we commit sins every day, every night we commit sins. Always repent in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal and always fear losing your iman. You know, just like today, you know, we fear losing our money. You know, if we've got a lot of money, we put it into the bank because we're scared someone's gonna, you know, rob our house, someone's gonna take that money off us. And if we are carrying, you know, some certain amount of money, you know, we are protecting it in many ways. Our iman, there is no price tag. There's nothing more important and nothing more valuable than our iman. But how much are we protecting our iman? We're doing a lot of things to protect our money, and that money is gone. As they say, the money, hatun ki mal, you know, it's going to go one day. Don't worry about the money too much. Worry about your iman. Worry about the iman of your family. Worry about the iman of your children. Worry about your own iman. How many times have we offered salah? How many times have we recited the Quran? Do I go to the masjid to offer my salah? These are all the things that we need to think about today. And unless we are serious about these things, we're not going to achieve anything. But alhamdulillah azza wa jal, we've heard a very beautiful wazifa. Along with this wazifa, please my dear Islam brothers, try to make, you know, yourself pious. Try to make yourself punctual in your salah as well. And there is another beautiful Madani pearl that we hear from the scholars, is to protect your iman is to give your hand in a murshid-e kamil. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, you know, as they say, whatever you like for yourself, you will like for others. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we have Amir al-Sunnat in front of us today. You see him on Madani channel. Why we are sat here is because of Amir al-Sunnat. Why alhamdulillah millions of people have changed their lives is because of Amir al-Sunnat. He is the one, mashallah Azza wa Jal, who blessed us. And Allah Ta'ala, alhamdulillah, had karam on us. So my dear Islam brothers, try to, alhamdulillah, if you are not bad with anyone, if you have not given your hand, then alhamdulillah, Amir al-Sunnat is one of the greatest role models that we have in today's time. Do bad, and you can do bad with Amir al-Sunnat if you go onto the website of Dawat Islami, dawatislami.net. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal, you can go and do bad via phone, via email. And also, if you want to do bad, you can send us your name and your father's name and your age. And it would be good if they have an email address. Inshallah, send us that, text us that. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal, we will pass it on to the majlis. I think we've got some calls as well. We'll add some calls as well, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. Ji, can we have the calls, please?
I'm calling from Jeddah, Medina, in Sheffield. I'm the Nazim there. I have a parent that came to me yesterday and was asking that small son, which is approximately 10 years old, is getting blood in his urine. Can you please advise me any money allowed which I can recommend to the parent so they can try and make sure?
The first question that we had from one of the Nazims of Madrasatul Madina is that a small child, he has blood in urine. A wazifa for that as well. Inshallah, we can come to that later on. I have another message that has come. My name is Mubin Hassan, and I couldn't find work from the last 5 months. Please, could you tell me a wazifa to find work?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. For every permissible task and looking for a means of work, which is halal, is also a permissible means to recite Ya Allahu Ya Rahmanu Ya Rahimu Ya Allahu Ya Rahmanu Ya Rahimu in abundance. Inshallah Azawajal, your needs will be fulfilled.
MashaAllah Azawajal. And a beautiful wazifa for those Islamic brothers who are struggling or who are, you know, to find work. You know, Alhamdulillah Azawajal, at this moment of time, any Islam brothers, you know, here, you know, try to also offer your 5 times salah. You know, a lot of the time, when you talk to people, they say that, look, I know it's hard. I'm trying my best to offer my salah, but I can't because I'm really depressed. I don't have a job. You know, for this, my dear Islam brothers, you know, salah is one of the best ways. We've got the wazifa that we can also read as well. And also salah, your 5 times salah. Whatever happens, even if we have a job, or even we don't have a job, salah is still farz upon us. Allah Ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran, وَأَقِيمُ salah. So we have to offer our salah. Never ever compromise your salah with anything. With anything. Even, you know, if someone is ill, someone, you know, is in such a dilemma, one of the beautiful ways is that turn towards Allah Ta'ala. Ala dhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. You know, Allah Ta'ala is the one who gives satisfaction of the hearts. Turn towards Allah Azza wa Jal. So read this wazifa, offer your 5 times salah. And one of the things, you know, Islam brothers sometimes they say that, look, you know, we find it difficult, we can't offer salah because, you know, there's not enough time. And, you know, even if you are working in such a place, you know, do you know that it's not even jaiz, not permissible to work in a place where they will not let you offer salah? We were not created to work, were we? To work is our need, it's not our mission. Our mission is to please Allah Azza wa Jal. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. We were created for worship. So our mission is to worship, to please Allah Ta'ala, to die with our iman. And inshallah Azza wa Jal, Allah Ta'ala will grant us paradise. That's our mission. Today we're in a situation where we don't understand what's a need and what's a mission. We think that our mission is that we need to be in this world, have the most money, the biggest house, the best car, you know, the best friendship. No, these are all materialistic things. They have no value at all. So please, my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, let's make salah an important part of our life as well. Do you have the wazifa for urine?
His brother, he should contact his local tabizat, Talia Basta. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, for this specific problem, there's a very good amal they give on the tabizat basta. And alhamdulillah, the city he is calling from, there is a tabizat basta there as well in his locality. So this brother should contact his tabizat basta. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, after gaining the tabizat, checking the tabizat, inshallah his problem will finish, inshallah Azza wa Jal.
MashaAllah Azza wa Jal. Allah Ta'ala give barakat as well. Another Islam brother, he sent us a message. I'll read it out and then inshallah Azza wa Jal, you can prepare for that as well. He says that, could you please tell me the cure for white spots on the face? You know, white spots on the face. And one of the Islam brothers is texting, please advise me how to get rid of acne. What is acne? I don't know myself. So
spots.
Okay, so you've learned something, mashallah. So if you can prepare for that as well, inshallah. I have another Islam brother. He says that my son, he doesn't listen to us. And he's always in his own little world. He doesn't listen to us. Please, can you give us a wazifa that we can do dumb or we can read so that our son can become pious? And I think this is one of the most important wazifa for our viewers of Madani channel, you know, because of family.
If the parent puts his hand on the forehead of the child, of the disobedient child, before sunrise and recites, Ya Shahidu, Ya Shahidu, Ya Shahidu, 21 times whilst facing towards the sky, inshallah, azawajal, that child will become pious.
MashaAllah. What if it's someone elder? You know, okay. if it's a little child, then okay, we can do that. But what if you know, we're talking about a son or daughter who's 16, 17, 18?
Okay, you know, while the child is asleep, some steps away from the child while he's sleeping to recite Surah Ikhlas in such a tone where you will not wake the sleeping child up and do dhamma upon him.
Okay, I'm going to ask another question. What if he locks his door and, you know, we're outside? That could be, you know, that could happen as well, isn't it? Because he's Bali, he wants to, you know, he goes to sleep, he locks the door. So I want you to think of that as well, and inshallah, try to give us a wazifa for that as well. Wazifa for white spots?
Acne. For the acne, one should recite Ya Raqibu 3 times and perform them on the spots. Inshallah, azawajal, the spots will vanish.
Is that the same thing as well? You know, for example, you know, not only spots but white patches appear on the hand. Is that?
Well, that's separate.
That's separate.
This is for acne for spots.
Okay, mashallah. We've got some calls.
If he should also visit the Tavizati Atariya Basta and get card done. And take some cart water and also drink that in a college.
MashaAllah. The Islam brother who sent us this message, wherever you are, if inshallah, Zodal, contact your Tawizati Atariya Basta in your locality. Inshallah, Zodal, they will help you as well. We've got some calls. Let's listen to the calls, please. Jazakallah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Muhammad Amr Hussain Atari from Manchester. I want to ask regarding the wasifa to find a good rishta. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Next call.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
My name is Ibrahim Asari. I'm calling from Sheffield, UK. My grandma had a stroke and she can't walk properly. Is there any cure for this? She's out of my pain.
Okay, mashallah. Jazakallah Madri Munna, inshallah, we're going to give a wazifa. The next call, please.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam.
My name is Nabil Atari. I'm calling from Sheffield. The problem I'm having at the moment is I suffer from regular migraines. Out of the blue, I get regular migraines. I'm wondering if there's any advice for this. If you can please advise me about another.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. The first the caller, he wants a good rishta, a good match place for himself.
That's already been done.
Has he already
done?
Okay.
Yes.
MashaAllah. The Islam brother who rang in, we've already mentioned that wazifa. The second wazifa was Mother Madri Munna, he rang. His grandmother had a stroke and he wants to have a spiritual cure for that, please.
If one suffers from stroke, you should recite Ya Allah 100 times before going to sleep. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal, he will remain safe from a stroke.
MashaAllah. What if someone cannot recite that? You know, they're too old. Can someone else read?
Someone else can recite this for them and do them on.
Okay, MashaAllah, MashaAllah, Azza wa Jal. So, Ya Allah 100 times and blow on them. Islam brother from Sheffield, he says that I suffer from migraines, you know, headaches, and I think this is quite common, you know, here. So a wazifa for that, please, as well.
If someone suffers from migraine, he can recite Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim and perform them on his head. And also, if he recites Ya Salamu 11 times, and do dam on his head, inshallah Azza wa Jal, this will also benefit him as well.
MashaAllah. One Islam brother has sent a text in. I am looking for a good house near the masjid. Please give me some kind of wazifa so that this may help my children stay in the Madani Mahol. JazakAllah khair. MashaAllah. A good intention there. So he wants to have a house near the masjid.
Ji. This brother should recite قَلَّتْ حِيلَتِي أَنْتَ وَسِيلَتِي أَدْرِكْنِي يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. This jumla, he should recite this every single day in abundance. And he should have this desire in his heart that he wants to get a house next to the masjid. InshaAllah Azza wa Jal, his desire will be fulfilled.
MashaAllah. Is this wazifa written anywhere so that he can, you know, learn, because it is quite long, is
it's
it?
Available from Tawizat-e Atariya Maskas, if he goes to his local Maskas.
This Islam brother should contact Tawizat-e Atariya Majlis, inshallah Azza wa Jal. It's written on a piece of paper, because it is a bit long, it is few words. So inshallah Azza wa Jal, don't worry. Contact the Tawizat-e Atariya Majlis and inshallah Azza wa Jal, they will give you the wazifa written on a piece of paper as well. Another important thing, one of the Islam brother, he says that I suffer from joint pain, you know, a joint pain. Is there any Tawizat-e Atariya or wazifa for this, please?
If one suffers from any joint pain, he should recite, keep reciting Ya Salamu in abundance, and he can also recite Ya Ghaniyu and perform dam on the place where he has pain.
MashaAllah. Ya Ghaniyu, and then perform dam as well. Is there any Tawiz that is available from the Basta that
Alhamdulillah, he can do? In Tawizat-e Atariya, they also give strings as well to wear around, you know, the wrist or the, you know, ankles. Okay. And these, alhamdulillah, protect one from, you know, pains in the joints.
MashaAllah. So you've got the wazifa, but if you want to have a Tawiz for that as well, then visit your local Tawizat-e Atariya Basta. Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, in the UK, in all the major cities, we have Tawizat-e Atariya Basta, the way you can go and visit the Islamic brothers. It's only for Islamic brothers. Islamic sisters can send their mahram from home and go and visit the Basta, and inshallah, some of them, the Islamic brothers, they will give you the Tawizat-e Atariya. And most likely, you know, on a Thursday in the Ijtima, majority of the places, the Tawizat-e Atariya Basta is on the Thursday after the Ijtima. So I request the Islamic brothers who are watching this silsila, make, you know, going Thursday Ijtima, make it another routine in your daily life as well. Because so many people, alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, have gone to the Ijtimas of Dawat-e-Islami, and they have told us, you know, as well, that they went to the Ijtima, and, you know, they sat there, they listened to the bayan, they did zikr, and whilst they were doing the dua, you know, one Islam brother, he says that, well, you know, he used to have these stomach ulcers, stomach problems, and he says that, alhamdulillah, he visited, or he went to the Ijtima, and whilst during the dua, he was crying in the court of Allah Ta'ala for his pain to go away, and he says that, alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, when the Ijtima finished, I went home and I noticed that all my pain that I used to have, alhamdulillah, has gone away. So alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, my dear Islam brothers, you know, these are the Ijtimas of Dawat-e-Islami. There's Ijtimas all over the UK, many, many cities, alhamdulillah, even your local area, there will be an Ijtima of Dawat-e-Islami. Make it, you know, a habit. Don't just go to the Ijtima just for the sake of it. Okay, I'm just going to go to the Ijtima because I need Tawiz today. Okay, it's a good intention. You need a Tawiz. Alhamdulillah, you're more than welcome. But then just don't make it just for going and getting Tawiz out. Go to the Ijtima with the intention to learn about the deen as well. You know, we've got holidays, especially our young brothers who, you know, college students, university students. You know, mashallah, you've got this opportunity now. You know, you're not going to college, you're not going to university. Why not attend the Ijtima on a Thursday and go there? You'll find Tawizat-e Atariya Basta there. You can get the Tawizat. But go with the intention to learn and seek knowledge as well. You know, we want to do something. You know, we say, oh, we've got so many plans. But we need to put these plans into practice. So inshallah, Azza wa Jal, I hope that this coming Thursday, you can go to your local Ijtima, and inshallah, Azza wa Jal, you can study your deen, that is halqa, study circle, zikr Allah, and alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, a special dua. So many Islamic brothers who attended the Ijtimas of Dawat-e-Islami, alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, they've said that they've been to the Ijtima and they have changed their life for the better. And it's always for the better. If you become a namazi, if you become punctual in your salah, you want to become pious, then what's, you know, alhamdulillah, there's nothing better than that, is there? You know, all what we are doing at this moment in time, my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, is we're just going in this vicious circle. You know, we're just going round and we're chasing the dunya. Stop chasing the world. You'll never be able to get this world, you know, to the world. What we are doing is we are just running behind this dunya. And then, on the way, we'll come across a hurdle. And what is that hurdle? That hurdle is the grave. And all we're going to do is just fall into that. And that is it. Life is over. And then we will say, what did I do? Why did I spend my time here and there? Now is the time. This is the opportunity. Please, don't let this opportunity go to waste.
Another recommendation is that those who are inflicted with an illness or problems, if they make the intention for the cure, of that illness or to get rid of that problem and travel in a Madani kafila for 3 days. And if it's an Islamic sister that's got the problem, maybe she could send her mahram for that cause, inshallah. And there's many Madani bahars regarding people traveling in the way of Allah on a Madani kafila and they come back cured, or they come back and their family member that was ill has come back cured.
No, that's a beautiful wazifa. We had one Islamic brother who went on a Madani kafila. His mom was seriously ill and she was going to for operation. And that Islam brother in the Madani kafila, after Fajr Salah, alhamdulillah, you know, ijtima'i tawr for all the brothers together, made dua, and alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, his mother, she didn't even need the operation. You know, so there's so many blessings. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal, we are trying to have this silsila on a regular basis so that we can help the ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And remember, ghame ummah, thinking about the ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is a very virtuous deed as well. You know, there's so many people out there who need our help. You know, please, you know, sometimes we might need to go out of our way to help these people. And if we can, that is something good that we will do. We will help another Muslim. May Allah Azza wa Jal reward us all, and may Allah Azza wa Jal forgive our sins. MashaAllah Azza wa Jal, please send us your feedback as well. And on the same number that you've got at the bottom, until the next silsila, you know, you can also send in your questions, you know, a few days before the silsila comes on air, so that inshallah you can be guaranteed that they will be, according to the majlis, inshallah Azza wa Jal, they can be relayed live on air. My dear Islam brothers, it's time, the end of our silsila. Please keep us in your prayers as well. And let's make dua for all those Islamic brothers who were ill as well, inshallah. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين جزا الله عنا سيدنا ومولانا محمدا صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم ما هو أهله يا الله عز وجل for the sake of the Prophet صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم all those Muslims who are ill at home in the hospital يا الله عز وجل give them shifa يا الله عز وجل give them shifa through their food through their medicine يا الله عز وجل for all those who've rung in who've sent us text messages regarding their illnesses, their problems. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, give shifa to all the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Anyone who is out of work, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, give them a good halal income. Those who have any problems, Ya Allah, disobedient children, Ya Allah, make their children obedient to their parents. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, all those who are suffering from any kind of disease, illness, oh Allah, shower your blessing upon them. Ya Allah, cure them. And Ya Allah, Azza wa Jal, all those Muslims who passed away with Iman from this world until the day of judgment, Ya Allah, Azza wa Jal, shower your blessings and mercy upon them. Ya Allah, shower your blessing upon Amir al-Sunnah. Give shifa to our Murshidi Attar. Ya Allah, Azza wa Jal, give them shifa kamila so that he can keep continuing doing the khidmat of this ummah. Allahumma Rabbana wa atina ma wa'adtana ala rusulika wa la tuhzina yawman qiyamati innaka la tukliful mi'ad. Allahumma innaka afuun kareemun tuhibbul afwa. فاعف عنا يا غفور فصحل يا إلهي كل صعب بحرمة سيد الأبرار صحل وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه ونور عرشه وزينة فرشه وقاسم رزقه محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين صلوا على الحبيب
صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
You slaves always request for dua. Please fulfill the wish of every helpless, Ya Allah. Please fulfill the wish of every helpless, Ya Allah.